Happy Friday, it is the Danny Lakey Show. We're doing this.
Oh, what a feeling when you're chatting with the List King.
The List King. Our bond strengthens week to week with our love of lists. Sure, we don't agree with everything, but we don't have to. That's not what we're about. But List King, the very foundations of our friendship have been rocked by your childhood schoolyard games list. Jesus Christ.
Were you a handballer? Because I seem to, like, this list really has rocked people's jimmies, but it's mostly been the handballers not happy with the list.
You've ranked handball very low down on your list, and we'll get to that. And I've got a couple of theories as to why I think the List King has a vendetta against handball. But let's start at the very bottom with the cat vomit tier. Heads down, thumbs up. One of the great games. What do you got against heads down, thumbs up, List King?
Well, because the name of it is actually more exciting than the game itself. I mean, what's thrilling about the game? There's nothing thrilling about the game, you know? Like, how can you get better at it? By cheating? By getting a little peek? It's not an exciting game. I wouldn't even call it a game. I'd call it an action and a reaction.
List King, it took me years to master the angles of my elbows and desk so that I could peek down and stare at Andrew's Reeboks to reveal that it was he who tapped my thumbs back in the day.
God damn it, Andrew, I knew it was you.
I remember moving to Australia when I was in grade two, and I'd never heard of this game before, and the teacher was saying, oh yeah, this is what we're going to do, heads down, thumbs up. And because I was the new kid, I don't think anyone had the balls to pick me for about 6 months, and I was just there waiting and waiting one day for someone to finally touch my thumbs. And I remember being so surprised at how light it felt. The fingers would graze, just dust the thumbprints. Was I picked? Did someone just hit my thumbs? I'm not sure if that was someone breathing on my thumbs or actually tapping my thumbs. It was one of the great games, to be honest with you. I think that's up in the God tier for me, but that's what makes the List King the List King and me merely just someone on the radio. Let's move up to pleb tier. Handball. I've got a theory, List King. You were probably shit at handball. That's why you didn't like handball. Anyone who was shit at handball didn't like it. Anyone who was great at handball loved it.
Well, yeah, you are right. I feel that the furthest that I ever got up might have been queen. I was queen for a while. Look, I just felt that the bullies kind of overtook the game. And if you got a good shot in, they'd be like, oh, interference. You know, you've got to do it again. Or they'd be like, no, line. And you're like, but it didn't go on the line. It's like, no, line.
Yeah.
And so I just felt like it just encouraged bullying. So it wasn't about the skill. It was the person, like a good lawyer, the person that could recite all the right things, you know. Oh, rolls, the ball rolls. And it's like, okay, all right, well, this game sucks.
In toes. What? In no, toes. Wasn't. No, it was there. In toes. Three of us said in toes. You're the dunce. Shut up. Know your place. Yeah, it was one of those things. You had to play like 280% better than the gang of four square people in their threes to even get to the next stage. Moving up to the middle tier, and this is where you've got What's the Time, Mr. Wolf? Sorry, I didn't realise we were including preschool games in this list.
What are you talking about? We used to play it in high school, you know? We had a little bit of chin fluff, and we're like, what's the time, Mr. Wolf? it was a fun game, and you know, the thrill of finally touching the wolf and running away before the wolf could get you. Ooh, it's so much fun.
Yeah, what's the time, Mr. Wolf? And then there would always be someone that didn't quite understand footstep measurements. He'd start off with like, 3 o'clock, all right, 1, 2, 3. They'd be like, 5 o'clock, all right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You'd be a meter away from him expecting dinner time, and then he'd just say 11 o'clock, and then you just have to do like 11 tiny steps to the wolf.
46 o'clock.
Come on, wolf.
Oh, it's terrible.
I can't believe you played that in high school. My goodness.
I still play. What are you talking about? My wife and I play What's the Time, Mr. Wolf?
I bet you do. Royalty tier is Duck Duck Goose. You're a fan of the Duck Duck Goose.
Oh, my God. The thrill of like, and you know what you'd do to add, like when you were it? Mm. You'd tap someone's head and you'd go, good duck. Good duck. And what I used to do to the kids that I hated, instead of a simple tap on the head, I'd give them a whack on the head, as I called them, a duck. And I felt like, you know, I was allowed to get away with it.
Yeah, real boisterous head taps.
Great game.
I remember if you were the goose, like what, 5% of geese caught ducks? Like it was almost over before it began, because you'd almost be running as you just tap them on the way through. By the time they got up, you'd have like an 11-meter leap. lead over the goose.
Yeah, I don't feel that a duck ever got caught by a goose. I don't think that ever actually happened. And if it did happen, we'd all be like, what?
What?
It was a glitch in the Matrix.
Yeah, what's wrong with your body? How would you get caught by that goose? Is your BMI 308? You slow poke. Jesus. And we move up to the God tier. Well, this is where we can agree. This is a beat we can all dance to. Coin football. Coin football.
Oh, my God. What a game. I mean, if you don't know what it is, you had three opportunities to nudge your coin across the desk and have it just so that it's hanging over the lip of the desk on the other side. You flip it back over, you catch it, and then your mate's got to put up the goals with the thumbs and the forefinger, and you whack it through there, get him in the face. What a game. What a game.
Nickel cut to the nose. Oh, just over the crossbar, but right onto the face.
I know that some kids were like, oh, we used to play with a 50-cent coin, but my understanding was it was 20-cent coins only, right?
I think standard FIFA regulations for coin football was the 20-center. Every now and then you get a little desperate with a 50-cent or a 10-cent, but yeah, 20 was the best because you had a lot of surface area. There was more chance of getting a flip and a successful shot at goal, whereas sometimes you just go through like 18 minutes of no one managing to like get the measurement right. Like,
yeah, I hear you had a very privileged upbringing and would play note football.
We used to play with Zimbabwe shillings. That's one of the things that I used to play with. Yeah, coin football, great. The list king, always divisive, but always good with his lists and the childhood schoolyard games. We'll chat next Friday, list king.
Love it. Have a good one, mate.